We actually always joke about this, but now we finally are here, are we? Normally you guys are trying to avoid me.
How stressful has the situation been for you?
You know, it really hasn't been that stressful. I'm glad that the investigation has now come to a close. And now, you know, back here, I'm excited about playing football. I'm ready to go.
Thanks for checking. When it was going on, though, pretty, did it affect you, your family, and all that?
You mean the investigation?
Yes.
You know, sure, it affected my family just because I was spending time on the investigation as well. And during the off season, I try to focus solely on them, and it's a time to focus solely on them. But you know, my family, you know, really didn't know anything about it. And there was nothing really to discuss with them other than the fact that, you know, that I was busy and that was it.
In what context was Mike's comment made, and how did you interpret it?
I never thought that it was a serious comment. I always thought it was a joke. We both laughed about it, and you know, I mean, I never thought anything about it. You know, maybe it was, that was it.
Are you surprised it became this as it is over the last 6 months, 7 months?
Sure.
Chris laughed at it.
Yeah.
What was Chris's reaction after that comment? Then? Do you recall that?
It happened so long ago, you know, I don't really remember the exact reaction other than that, you know, he had laughed as well at that time.
He did?
Yeah.
Were you worried at all, you know, in this league retribution, they always find another deep snapper somewhere, you know, find a job that you actually have to talk against the staff, the coaching staff?
You know, I was never worried about my job, never worried about the Vikings support. They've been very supportive throughout the process. You know, just wanted me to cooperate, which I did, and talked with and gave, you know, my side of the story to the investigators.
Chris, is it like, what was it like for you as you're going through that, and Chris is asking you to talk to less people?
Well, I'm sorry. What? I'm not sure.
What was it like? How tough was it for you just going through the situation and Chris obviously asking you to talk to us and just kind of putting you in that spot?
Well, I mean, it's just at the time I wasn't really sure what was going to come about it, and really everything that I've already said is in the report. And so, if you want to address that question, you can address it through the report. I haven't talked with him in quite some time.
Since the report first came out, though.
Sure.
You have talked to him since?
No, I have not talked to him since that time.
How about since his Deadspin article?
No, I have not.
Couple more, guys?
When you get in a situation like this, you know the NFL is every man for himself. Was it difficult for you to stand up and answer these questions, or is it something that it's kind of your character that, you know, what was said, and I got to say what I heard?
Yeah, you know, it wasn't difficult. I just told the truth as the Vikings wanted me to tell the truth, and you know, they've been supportive throughout the process, and it wasn't hard for me at all.
What were your feelings toward Chris putting you in this situation?
You know, it's one of those things that, you know, I'm ready to move past it. I'm ready to put it behind us and get back to football, honestly.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Tom.